Hello, everybody. It is, what is today? Today is December the, what is today? Today is December the something. It is December the something. Let's see. What is the something that belongs with that December date? Let's grab a phone and find out. Tuesday, December 30th, 2014. Happy late Christmas. Happy something or other. I'm here today because a lot of people have said that we haven't done stereo recordings in a while, so we're going to take a brief walk to pick up food, and we're actually, we're going to do that now because I can, and the only thing that will have happened in post-production is a bit of normalization to normalize a file. You'll also get to hear the... I'm actually going to pay using debit tonight because... And I don't feel like grabbing my boots, so I'm going to grab my shoes since it is not snowing at the moment. Let's ask Siri what the temperature is in Celsius. What is the current temperature?
It's -6 degrees Celsius outside.
Let's find out what that is in Fahrenheit. What is the current... Oops, nope, let's do it this way. What is -6 degrees Celsius in Fahrenheit?
Checking my sources. -6 degrees Celsius converts to about 21.2 degrees Fahrenheit.
There you go. -6 or 21 Fahrenheit, and you have now exited my apartment, the apartment, the condo, actually. Grab my keys, and we'll head out. If I use the right key, we'll be okay. Now, I ordered a bit little more than usual because I didn't have a chance to have lunch due to work, so I'm kind of starving. So, and the poutines at this place are small. Hold that.
Sorry.
Thank you. Going up or down?
It's going up.
Going up? Oh, yeah, I got the next one. Just waiting for the next elevator. Thought I'd been pushed. We're now just at the elevator, waiting for the elevator. Here it goes. It's going down. Here we go. Oh, Jesus.
Step floor, going down.
Main floor or basement?
Up.
What floor? Ground or basement? On the elevator that wouldn't respond to me. That's why I went quiet there for a sec, because I was heading on the elevator. Anyways, as I was saying, we're now exiting the apartment. We're walking past the dispatch center on this floor. And the dispatch center is walking down one of the hallways, access to employee offices, a couple of apartments and stuff. And now we're outside. Now we're going to close the door. That's that big door. Now here's one huge door right here. Now, this is going to be windy because the wind blows around the apartment, so I'm going to apologize right now for any wind noise. Here we go. I've now exited the apartment. I'm just going to make sure. Is this open at night? No, this is locked at night, so we're gonna have to use a different exit. Different access. Here we go. We'll test the wind covers on these microphones to see how well they actually do in this kind of setting. I basically turned left, I'm heading towards the pedestrian access to exit the complex. I'm using a cane tonight. Left turn. I've now found the pedestrian access right here. Now I'm gonna turn right. And then headed for the only intersection that I need to cross, which is Warden Ave. You hear the cars on my left. Hopefully these mics are well aligned for left-hand traveling. I'm running out here with no gloves at the moment because I can't find my gloves. On my left, that nearly got caned. And if it had been any closer, it would have gotten a cane in the bumper. Bus stop on my left. We're now approaching the intersection. I have now made the intersection. You can hear the traffic's in front of me, going from left to right. Now find the pole on my right. Push and hold, 2, 3, which activates the audible crossing. I've stepped left to line myself up at the crossing. And there's one crossing to make. Waiting for the light, we're at the corner. Here we go. There's an island I'm going to pass on my right. We can hit the traffic still on my left. I'm approaching the other side, turning right. Which now will put the warden traffic on my right. We're now walking, I believe north on Warden. Yes, north on Warden. We are walking west on Finch. We crossed Warden, turned right. We are now walking north on Warden. Looking for our left-hand turn that'll take us into the complex, or the complex, or the into the access to the mall and where the pizza place is. And I'm going to demonstrate the debit system. Now, not a lot of these debit machines do what this one does. It's kind of cool. It's unique. I think there's only, I don't think any other debit machine does what this one does. I've now turned left. I'm walking away from the street, and there's a lot of salt through here. So, I have to be very careful because they salted a little too much in this area. Parking lot on my right. Crossing the parking lot 1 mile time. I have now made it across the parking lot. There's a wall in front of me. I'm gonna turn right and start walking up towards the access. Hell access to Pizza Pizza. There's a homeless person up here. Interesting. Someone smoking a little too much weed. My body doesn't like, lungs don't like that. As you can tell, I'm not using my cane very well because I know where I'm going. But I am using it in such a way that I will know, just like that, if a random person gets in my way. Now turn left. We're now gonna enter the Pizza Pizza. Here we go. And the right turn. Ooh, freeze. Here we go, guys. What's up, boss? What's up, boss? Yeah? I did. Yep. Yep. Yes, sir. Awesome. See? It's what I would call a genius. Are you tonight? Yeah? Two honey garlic, please. Thanks. You bag that for me?
Honey garlic?
Yeah.
Two honey garlic, right?
Yes.
Okay, 28, 22 bags.
Can you bag this stuff for me?
Sunny! Sunny!
Can I have some honey garlic and cheddar jalapeno, please?
Debit, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks.
Please reset your card.
There it goes. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
there it is. I hate this machine. There we go. Oh, wait. That is the right way. So why is it being... There we go. Checking, is this one?
Please remove your card.
Please
keep it inside?
Yeah. Make it easy. Can I get the receipt?
Yeah. For your transaction, right?
Yeah, please.
There you go.
Thanks a lot. Have a fantastic night.
Bye.
Bye now. Yep. Exactly. I got it. Thank you so much. Hit this button right here. As you could tell, that machine said two different prompts. Please present your card. What I did was inserted my card in the bottom of the machine, pushed OK once to confirm the transaction, and then hit checking. Now they moved it on me. It was the other side of the screen. When I asked the guy, because I basically put my finger on what used to be checking, and he slid my finger over and then tapped. I pushed the right button. I then punched in my PIN number, hit OK, and the final prompt you heard was, please remove your card. Now, Pizza Pizza is the only place I know of that does that particular form of interaction. that machine talks, telling you when you can put your card in and when to remove your card, which I appreciate and I wish other restaurants would go ahead and do. But they do not, which is really kind of sad, because that shows that the technology is there, and I have went a little too far. I was talking to you guys. There it is. Turning right again, and we're heading back towards the street. Just swing over to the left here to clear the... There we go. We're now heading back the way we came. Now we're going to have to go a little farther down to get back into the building, because the door I used to leave does not let me in at night for security purposes, because they don't want people leaving, because there are actually apartments down that hallway. So we're going to have to go a little bit farther down Finch to catch the bus, or not catch the bus, yeah, I can talk today, to get back into the building. So there's ice there, as you can tell. I'm just gonna swing over to the right a bit. This is the salty path. There we go. Now I've got this grass coming down the final ramp and slowly turning right. There we go. I have now made that right turn, and we're now heading back the way we came. Now, he said two poutines, because I guess when I ordered a large, which is different. And I guess he didn't... He realized... I guess they had a problem, so he said two. Which, basically, their size of poutines, two of them make one large. Kind of cool. So, we're almost back to the corner. As you can tell, I move at a pretty brisk clip. Passing the bus stop on my right. And I think... Yep. That crossing was actually valid, so I did not use the light. I simply started crossing, because as I approached the corner, the traffic had just started moving from my light, so instead of wasting a cycle, I went ahead and crossed the intersection. Now I gotta pass the Finch bus stop on my right. There's a bus pulling up there. One of these days I will take everybody on a bus ride, just for the fun of it. Now that I'm actually using this recorder more, maybe I can take everybody on a bus ride. Because a couple of my Twitter followers have asked me to do this thing, this whole bus thing. So maybe in the near future I will take everybody on a bus ride. We'll go on the bus, we'll go on the subway, we'll have a little bit of fun. I've got to make a couple of trips here in the next couple of days, so maybe in the future we'll, in the future we will take you on a trip, because a couple of my international friends have asked about the bus system up here. Some of you have heard it. Okay, we're passing the original access point now. I've just passed that access point because we can't get in that door. We have to go farther down Finch, which I will do. See, here's the original access point. So we're going to keep walking eastbound on Finch towards Bridal Town Circle East. But before we get there, we're going to make a left and go in a side entrance, because I really do not feel like crossing a parking lot tonight, because the parking lot by the front of my building is a bit of a bitch on a good day. So we're just not going to bother with all that nonsense. So we're coming up on the gated access, which is for cars. But barely cars barely go through here. There's the gate, the larger access for cars. That's barely open. So there's no point. So what's next is going to be my access, which means we're gonna turn left. And we're gonna access the complex. As you can tell, it's not a very far walk to and from that mall. Here we are, we've got our left. I did that on purpose because I wanted you to hear the heavy gate noise as I walked through it. And I basically gave it a shove to close it because that gate should be closed. So I slammed it. Coming up on our access to our left, right here. Whoops. Here we are. Grab my keys and it sounds like a freaking jail. Listen. I wasn't loud enough, but anyway. And here we are. Whew, my hands are cold. It's okay. We're now back in the building. Something stinks. Good God. Okay, let's see. Do we have an elevator? Ah, yes, we do. The elevator's already here, so we're gonna grab it. Push my floor. Dink. And push close. And here we are. Up we go. Back on my floor. I'm heading down to my apartment, carrying my food because food is good. Now we're gonna take these keys out and we're going to access the apartment and open this. Go. Now we're gonna shove that under there. Oh wait, hang on. Wait a minute. Oh, hang on. And here we are. Now I'm going to access the other door. And here we are. And we are officially home. Hopefully you all enjoyed that trip, and we'll see you again next time.